Welcome to From the Strange and Unexplained to a Spirit-Guided Life with me, Christy Aull. Hey friend, thanks for popping in and listening. Today's episode, I'm going to discuss why we have sometimes this strange, weird, unexplained connection to perfect strangers. I was asked this question and thought I would chat about it. So, what I believe is that we each have a soul group available to us, and this group is really it can feel like a conglomerate of souls. Maybe some haven't reincarnated, they haven't connected with us, but this soul group is, an undeniable connection. It is undeniable energy that we can feel when we meet a complete stranger. Your heart feels open and your mind doesn't race like it would normally race to make judgments about a complete stranger that you're meeting for the first time. You can feel it's almost like this tether of energy between the two of you, almost tangible. And it makes you feel happy, and you notice that you feel lighter and more open to this perfect stranger that you've never met, and you can immediately discuss very deep topics, and the small talk just doesn't exist. I had this amazing experience. I actually went to a piercer to get some new ear piercings, and he said to me, "You know, I'm just not really good at small talk." And I thought, "Oh yeah, you're my kind of people. I love to discuss all things metaphysical and in the realm of energy." And we proceeded to have one of the most profound and deepest conversations I've ever had with a stranger. I immediately felt this connection to him that just said, "Yes, I see you. I know you." And it was amazing. And I went to tell this story to my wife and friends, and I was just filled with so much joy at the fact that there are these folks out there that I have this soul connection to and feel so drawn to. It is just so amazing. It just lit me up. It filled me with amazing energy for the rest of the day. Oh gosh, for the rest of the week. But I had never met him before. I'd never heard his story or knew what he was about. I was just there to get new piercings. And it was really a profound interaction. I would love to say that that could happen with all strangers, but I don't believe that's true. I think there's some strangers that we're just not meant to have a relationship with. But the ones that we do come across and we are deeply moved by and feel this tether from our heart to their heart, it really affirms my belief in soul groups and that there are other people who have reincarnated and are meant to be in connection with in this life. And I'm not saying you would always meet everyone in your soul group. Maybe you'll just meet one or two in your lifetime, but that connection is absolutely undeniable. So what is a soul group? Well, Soul groups to me mean that, like I said, you have an undeniable connection to them. It's as though you have traveled lifetimes before, and here you are again, incarnated in this lifetime. You run across each other, and some of those relationships last longer, and you get to spend much more time with them. And other relationships are like that with, for example, me and that piercer, where it is a very brief interaction, but very profound, heartfelt, and meaningful. So I wouldn't go around just introducing myself to strangers in hopes that they're part of my soul group. Yeah, it's maybe that's just my own personality kicking in. I have a tendency to not be super social, but those that are closest to me are basically allowed behind the curtain, so to speak, and they get to learn all of the goodness that is me and my soul's journey. So when you come across someone who feels that way to you, take advantage of that time together, even if it's 5 minutes, 10 minutes. It can have a really profound effect on your life and fill you with love and joy and energy and just a profound knowing that there are really wonderful people out there in the world, and they are meant to be in your life, even if it's just for a short time. I'd love to hear if you have had an experience like this, and message me and tell me your stories. I find it fascinating the number of encounters that we can have. There's a lot of people here on the planet. And so many soul group connections yet to be made. My intention is to really be open to experience as many of these connections as possible in this lifetime. It really makes it joyful and worthwhile to be here on the planet and takes me away from the humdrum activity of everyday life. It is an amazing experience. So, again, I'd love to hear your take on soul group experiences you've had. And yeah, I hope you have a fantastic day, and I'll see you on the next one. Thanks for listening to From the Strange and Unexplained to a Spirit Guided Life with me, Christy All. To learn more about what I do, visit my website, christyall.com. For future updates on the show, to give feedback on future episodes, or to just connect, follow me on Instagram at christy_all. A massive shout out to Deadova for my theme song, Ring of the Old Lore. See you next time.